Ya, dale. Oh, I did that. All right, it can't just be. In all countries, they do not like this harmony. The difficulty is that either Hindu religion or Christian religion, religion is one. So, what is that one religion? Nobody knows perfectly. And it was not presented because they did not know what is religion. They are simply speaking a particular kind of faith. Faith can be changed, faith can be hindered. But real religion, that can't be hindered. It may be perverted. Real religion is to render service. The Supreme Lord. That cannot be changed. We are serving. It's not in the Lord. We are serving Maya. But mind, that characteristic to serve, is continuous. So, religion is presented simply on formulas and stereotyped ideas. Rational religion is this surrender. Yato bhakti avyasadhi. Bhakti means serving. Ajasimaya. Siva means serving. So, religion means to serve the Supreme Lord. That is religion. Anything which has no such idea. That is not religion. Then again, a different types of religion, how far they are making progress on that ultimate goal, serving Krishna. The more we advance, the more we become perfect, our real religious life becomes manifested. That is Krishna Mahārāja. We say this is real religion. So what others have to say on this one? We say this is real religion. Bhagavad says, dharma prajjita paitavastra. All cheating kind of religion is thrown out. The cheating kind of religion means which does not teach people how to serve people. That is cheating. They take advantage of the religious feeling. Say, I am God. All that, everything. You pass me, you give your money to me. I shall give you some material benefits. Atonement. You admit your confess, your sinful, give me some money. And you are excused. In this way, religion is being perverted. Therefore, people are educated. They know what it is. They are becoming disgusted. Real religion is this Krishna consciousness. Surrender to Krishna and he becomes healthy. So if we say that this is real religion, is there anything wrong there? What possible protest they can offer when I say that this is religion? in the Bible it is said that hell or hell, you are keeping something of hell.
Eternal hell. Eternal hell.
Eternal hell. What is that? You could not remember perfectly because the taste is gone. The lila is death mostly. But it isn't death. The basics are there. But they're teaching death. And so any intelligent person says, I want to go to Jesus, but then what do I do? If it's everlasting hell, then heaven must also be everlasting, but what do we do? And if it's void, it will not keep the people interested. Therefore, people are leaving.
There's no hope.
But they'll go to heaven. I think there is something. Well, I yes, hopelessness is not good.
Actually, that is a philosophy, Shrutapa. I've heard people say exactly that. They said, all the things I want to do are for the people who are going to hell, therefore I want to go to hell. Why should I go anywhere else? That's driven by drinking, smoking, etc. So they
would. There was a story. The priest was discussing about the hell. So they did not respond. But when he said there is no newspaper, then, oh, he's horrible. Other conditions, there is dark, there is very moist, and so many things this guy. But they were minors. They know that these things are happening daily. So it is wrong in the head. Then he says there is no newspaper. Then they go, oh, he's horrible. So, according to one's face, the hellish condition should be described.
According to one's faith, the heavenly condition can be described also because Krishna is all attractive.
It seems that just like a mother, when she's carrying her young child, because the child is very young and not yet very advanced in intelligence sometimes, the mother uses the method of fear to train the child. So similarly, according to the consciousness of the people, the doctrine of love of God has to sometimes be preached with a little element of fear to be accepted.
That creation of fearfulness may sometimes not fact, but fearfulness is there. According to our action. that everyone has not experienced. Just like if you steal, then you go to jail. This is a fact. This is not a creation of fearfulness. It is a fact. If you contaminate some disease, then the typhoid or any other disease, you contaminate. So there is suffering. And that is really fearfulness. That is not a false creation. But sometimes there are false creations, but actually, for our misdeeds, we have to suffer. That's the test.
I think if there is so much fear being preached in Christianity, originally the Old Testament was the testament of the vengeful God, and the New Testament was supposed to be the love of Christ. So there's so much fear being preached, it seems to be a reflection of individual consciousness more than the religion. They're preaching so much fear, so it seems to stem from their own activities. So maybe they do have this fear, rather than a true reflection of what the religion of Christ is.
They do that, imitation. they do not know what is the philosophy, what is religion, what is study.
The American hippies actually are following these sadhus. Certain persons like Alan Mister have brought back impressions that this is what is
happening. But they do not know that they are not sadhus. They are ropes. Sadhu means divinity of Krishna. Very sadhu.
We're also opening up homes for habituated japa mala users who are also intoxicated, but in a spiritual way. We're opening.
That is a request.
The spiritual master is his duty is to take all his disciples back to home, back to Godhead. And I've heard it said that he doesn't leave until he has taken all his disciples back. What is the position of Lord Jesus? There are so many people following him, but not in a position to go back to home, back to Godhead. Is he responsible for all of these people who are attempting to serve him?
The next question. What is that? Repeat it again.
Because the Guru is responsible for taking all of his disciples back to home, back to Godhead, I was wondering what was the position of Lord Jesus Christ, because so many people for so many years have been attempting to follow his teachings, many of them sincere but not getting proper instruction. I was wondering if he is responsible for all of his people.
But one thing is, we think that Jastat Prasadam Bhagavat Prasad. You have to please your spiritual mom. But Jastat Prasadam Namati Kutu. If you displease your spiritual master, then you are nowhere. How do you adjust this thing? It does not mean that because you have met somebody spiritual master, you displease him, at the same time he takes responsibility. Is it very nice?
Many times.
If you please him, then he responds. Just saw prasadat nagati putu. If you displease him, then you are nowhere. So if you take it in this way, then my spiritual master has taken responsibility. So whatever nonsense I do, it doesn't matter. The Christians are thinking like that. That Jesus Christ has taken contract for all our sinful activities, so we can do anything, whatever it is. But that is not the fact. If one takes responsibility for you, you must abide by his order. Otherwise, how is that? That you simply take responsibility and you don't abide by his order. It is reciprocal. But the Christians are thinking, because we are taken to Christian religion, now we are saved. We can do anything we like and love Jesus Christ and compensate. He'll be every time crucified and we can go on doing our lives. Is it not? That's a good idea. This is as Vishwanath Chakravarti says, Yastat Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadat. if you please your spiritual master, then God will be pleased. If you don't please him, then you are nowhere. So first of all, you please Jesus Christ. That is reasonable. Then he takes the response. If you disobey Jesus Christ, then every chair, where is it to fall? There is a misconception.
There are some Christians who are actually sincere and they feel as though they are doing the proper thing, but they're just misled by the fact that there's no heart of heart. This comes from the Jesus. The churches are teaching the wrong thing, but they are sincere. You know, the Christian will direct them to the ministry, the proper authority.
Yes, they are actually following strictly the principle of Jesus Christ, then sometimes when you meet some pure devotee, he'll accept. The groundwork will be nice for accepting further advancement. Just like Jesus Christ says, thou shalt not kill. If anyone follows this principle, no, I shall not kill. Then he becomes purified. But who is that Christian who is not killing? Where he follows? Among the Christians, the more killing process is going on very strongly. And we, the Christians, in that, if you disobey the first principle of Christianity, then where is your Christianity? Why you falsely claim that you are a Christian? Thou shalt not covet. What is that? Next. Adulterous is going on. Killing is going on. So many disobedience to Christian principles. Where is the possibility of becoming a Christian?
Honor thy mother and father is not being respected.
Huh?
Honor thy mother and father is not being respected.
There are so many things. So, people do not follow the principles of Christianity. Since you are stamping yourself as Christian in that book. So why is Jesus Christ responsible for you? Simply like stamping yourself that I am Christian. Is that a reasonable proposal?
Lord Jesus himself never claimed that he would be responsible. As a matter of fact, he would heal certain persons who by their karma were blind or lame, some visions, even dead. He would bring them back to life, so many things. And then when he healed them, he invariably said after, he said, now go thou and sin no more, lest the worst thing befall you. And he has been saved by Jesus personally, yet Jesus is saying, lest the worst thing befall you. How can worst thing befall us? Is everything the best thing is all right? So it means Jesus does not take us this morning.
Yes. Why you should do this one? If you are not a Christian, why you should do this one? Now, here he says that now your sinful reaction are washed. Don't do it again. But they are going to the church, confessing every week and being repented. So we the Christian, first of all, find out. Then Jesus Christ will take responsibility.
Then when he is pressure, he is chosen.
That's all right. So I would say, if you don't follow the Christian principles, how you can claim yourself to become a Christian and how you can ask Jesus Christ to take responsibility for you. These are misleading. Therefore, people are becoming disgusted. Otherwise, Christianity is all right. It says love of God, right? It says to become moral. It says to love people, that's nice. It's a good principle.
It's not what goes in your mouth, it's what comes out of your mouth that's important. Because Jesus said,
He said that he allows.
But if there's no vegetables, you have to eat them.
And whatever you eat, that is coming out of some living entity. Even if you eat vegetables, then vegetable has also life. The tree is plant. So, the real explanation is that you get which is offered to Krishna. That is nice, brother. Killing, you have to do. Either you kill vegetable or animal. Killing you have to do. Therefore, our proposition is that you take the prasadam of Krishna. So, if killing is bad, then responsibility goes to Krishna. We take Krishna's prasadam. This is this method. And Bhagavad Gita says, Jagyati Sashima, Mukhyanti Sadhuti. Suppose you don't kill animals, but you kill vegetables. But still you are responsible. Bhunjanti Se Aham Papa. Anyone who is preparing food for his personal eating, he is eating all sinful activities. It may be vegetable or animal, it doesn't matter. Punyante te abham papa. This is the best formula. But therefore, for crude people, those who are accustomed to killing, for them, this is best advice, that's understood. Let's take prasad. First of all, let them stop. Generally, what is meant by killing? Actually, vegetarians, they do not kill. Because if you take fruit from a tree, the tree is not killed. Is it not? You take grains, just like paddies or wheat, these plants, after producing the fruit, the grains, automatically they die. You are not killed. So those who are taking fruits, vegetables, grains, they are not actually killing. You take the milk. What is milk? Milk is transformation of the blood. So, cow's milk means cow's blood. But it's still the cow is not skin. Cow's blood is nutritious, except in the skin. Carne is carne, it is gone. Cow's blood. What is the meaning of carne? But, in this way, he's delivering the blood, which is necessary according to the fact. But why should it kill us? So any circumstances, the direct killing is not approved by any shastra, any religion. Jiva Hinsa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Mithishakar Jiva Hinsa. So, Jiva Hinsa, violence of another animal. That is against personal principle. It cannot be violent, it cannot kill.
Jesus says that if there is unnecessary killing of animals, that by my hand you shall be slain. In Genesis. He is saying, yes, one may kill, but if there is unnecessary killing, by my hand you shall be slain. In Genesis.
Also in Genesis it says that the food in the earth is the land of your meat. It's describing how man shall live. And if the food and the herbs of the land shall be your meat.
Yes. So this is where we play. That food should be your meat.
The knowledge of the reality was not direct. It was written down up to 100 or 200 years later in another language called Aramaic. And scholars recently have discovered that wherever Jesus refers to fish, shooting fish, that word actually refers to a type of sea plant that grows in a sea gallery, which they make a type of bread out of. And it's not really fish, but a type of vegetarian bread. This is what I read, you know. So we don't know.
That is a mark. Mark. Not actual peace. Not that Lakshmiji is peace. There are many other marks also. cannot be anything except your super God. Even if we eat very different, that is our sustainment. If you prepare very nice pure food stuff for eating your, still you are eating sins. You have to prepare anything very nicely, offer to Krishna, then you will be free from us. The God is the sin of Santa. Even there is sin. Sin there must be. It's like you are cooking, taking water from the jar. There are so many jars. You are sinning. Sinning responsibility is there. In the higher sense, thou shalt not kill means you have to take the precaution of truth.
Sure.
Otherwise, if you do ordinary, then you are killing. Come and kill. In the higher sense, if you take this principle of Bible, thou shalt not kill, that means now you must take Krishna Prasad. Otherwise, in whichever you do, it will be finished. Our process is perfect. Take Krishna Prasad.
What happens to the
vegetable soul when the first person is wrong? Yes, there is evil. I say that even vegetable is killing. But that killing, responsibility goes to Krishna. We are killing for Krishna. Suppose, in the Vedic, there is life. But we are preparing food for Krishna.
I think you have to know what happens to the soul. Supposing there's a plant, killing the plant in offering in prasadam to Krishna, the jiva soul who is living in the plant, what happens to him?
Because he is killed for Krishna's purpose, so he gets immediately liberation. Liberation not always means that he goes directly. In the lower state, liberation means to come out of the lower state to the human form of body. Then he gets chance of directly serving Krishna. Then real liberation takes.
No, and I would like to buy.